Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. How you doing today? Let's see. We're just still trying to work a couple of bugs out of our little show here. This is Loki, and Hera will be joining us in just a second as soon as we get a couple of issues figured out here. And we will be talking about a lot of things today. It's basically every psychic topic you can think of. And we really hope you enjoy the show today. And, here's Hera. Hello there.
I'm so rude.
Oh, and rudeness has nothing to do with it.
I can even stop my own show.
Well, I hope I was a suitable substitute.
Of course. Let's see. Got to get myself organized here. I'm going to try to answer calls today. I seem to have a problem with that. You know, you think you know everything about a computer until you try to do something new, and then you realize you're clueless. So just a warning, I'll do the best I can. But, well, we've been off for a couple of months. We've been doing a few things here and there. We had a nice little Christmas, nice holiday. Hope everyone else did, too. We went up to New England, and we saw, I'm out of breath, I'm sorry, I was like running from the other room, but I can't breathe. But anyway, we saw my oldest two boys, who they're in college up in Massachusetts, so we saw them, so that was cool. Else I published my ebook, Signs from the Other Side and Angel Messages, so that's ready and available for anyone who wants to take a look at it, can look at it. Amazon or was it iBooks or whatever?
I think.
I don't use it. I don't know what it's called.
I'm completely computer illiterate, so.
It's on the internet somewhere. But anyways, if you want to check it out, it's cool. So, let's see. I had all these things in my head I wanted to talk about. And of course it leaves as soon as.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right? The nerves send in a little bit. But, oh, one thing I wanted to mention on one of my shows, Ghosts and Hauntings, that we did back in October, about 5 minutes, 3 seconds in, you can hear an EVP of what sounds to me like a little girl or a little child talking over me. So that'd be an interesting thing to go and listen to if you only get a chance. And hopefully we'll get some EVPs today. I don't know. Hintity, hint, hint. Do I know anything might be around? Well, we'll see. I know that usually happens by chance. I don't know if they can really... I don't know. Spiritual energy is around me most of the dwells around all of us, but around me especially just because I'm able to notice them a little bit easier than other people. So we'll see. We'll see if they show up today. That'd be really cool.
I'm kind of expecting it.
Okay, so we have some time to talk about some things. Like I said, I'll be trying to answer calls. And one thing I did want to talk about was signs from animals, which I think is a really interesting topic. When you see a certain animal that seems to come out of nowhere and seems to be paying attention to you, you know, it's a sign from the other side. They're trying to get your attention. I mean, there's certain different meanings for different animals, and it definitely works. One of those things that it's worth paying attention to. I know we don't always have time to notice these things.
But it's kind of cool because if you just open your eyes and look around, we haven't, how can I put this? We see animals, especially where we live, there's just weird wildlife everywhere. And, let's see, trying to figure out how to put this. It's like, I'm not exactly the best speaker. I'm a fantastic babbler. But it's like, I'm not exactly the strongest speaker in the world. But the butterflies. It's like, and the butterflies and hummingbirds is like one of my obsessions for some reason. I think they're so cool. And let's see. Another thing around here is eagles. There are eagles absolutely everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's what I was saying. I had a mind-blowing problem today. I don't know what it is. But, yeah, we see them at there's a lake by our house, so we see them there all the time. And it's kind of funny because if we want to get a picture, Loki has to, like, not be there. As soon as they see him, they take off. But me, they let me. I've gotten probably within, what, 5 feet of one
within,
taking a picture.
I think that one, her has some absolutely spectacular bald eagle osprey pictures. And
yeah, the ospreys, too. They practically...
Oh, geez, they're practically landing on your arm for crying out. They see me and they fly away as fast as they can. It's kind of insulting, but...
I know, cool, though. Put them a shuttle for me.
But they're either voguing or doing that, with that, bald guy's bald, ha-ha, I'm too sexy.
No, right? But, yeah, you want me to point to that? But spirit sends these certain animals to us for give us messages. I'm trying to remember what it was. When an eagle appears to you in your life, you're being asked or challenged to go deeper into your spiritual quest. So, if you're thinking about, see how can I put this? It's just expanding your spiritual journey or path or something of that nature that the eagle is being shown to us by spirit to remind us to go ahead and do that and have courage and be strong and basically the green light. Whatever it is you're planning on. With spiritually, whether it's psychic abilities, intuitiveness, that sort of thing. That's a sign when you see. I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm such an interrupter.
That's okay. Interrupting is just fine with me. Because if you think about it, especially from, I'm not even the slightest bit Native American, but I mean, when I see it, particularly when I see them in flight, I mean, they're nothing but inspirational to me anyway.
Oh, they're so beautiful.
I cannot look at them and not, have my jaw drop and chatter on the ground.
I don't know, feathers we got? Sounds awesome.
Yes, it's like we have, through our journeys and travels, we've been fortunate enough to find at least two very, very decent bald eagle feathers. And after doing a wee bit of research, it's, there were instructions from, what was it, a Sioux?
Yeah.
From the Sioux Nation,
yes.
I believe, of how to make an eagle staff, which was it's supposed to help with spiritual and visionary journeys and stuff like that, requiring 12 bald eagle feathers. And it's like, good luck finding them. Because despite the fact, I know they're everywhere here, and we found two.
I know, that was last year.
Not a
strange that we don't see the babies, and I know that they're a mating pair. I don't think they go to leave their babies alone.
No, I don't think so. But supposedly they build these giant Aries, and I can't find it. We have literally searched everywhere around here. We cannot find any sign of a giant nest, which would stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah,
I mean,
so what I found is that the school there, I know, on the highway in Carver, they've been at the, I know, it's kind of strange.
But, they'll just keep searching and eventually we'll get some good pictures of it.
I know, right? We can get close. Well, let me get close enough. You'll have to stay home.
Once I figure out how to, do the Skype thing, and we'll be like, by the way, oh, that's fantastic.
God, you'll be like Sheldon when he could come look anymore.
that would pretty much be me. I'm kind of the indoor kind of person. I'm surprised I leave the house half the time.
Well, something else I wanted to mention, if anyone new would like to join my Facebook group, that would be awesome. I have 20 members now. The group is called Psychic and Spiritual. It should be easy enough to find. I think I shared it on my page. And what I do there is members post pictures, and I give them a reading from that picture. So, if you want a reading, join the group, and I'll do the best I can for you.
And check it out, because there's no technical difficulties there like there are here.
I know, right? I tried. I don't know if it's because I'm not on a laptop, but I have no idea. I'm on the iPad Mini. Well, don't blame the iPad Mini.
Okay. Or you could blame me, because, I mean, all this, I touch something and it breaks, so.
Oh, well. But you have to listen to this talk for a couple of hours, I guess, or however long the show's going to be.
It's like I said, as long as I don't touch anything, it should last a couple of hours. Imagine that, the poor people listen to my senseless babbling for 2 hours.
No, or until the meatballs are done.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Sorry, people might be out of luck.
Well, I'll try, and they'll try. But.
And also, speaking of animals, the topic of deer came up. And let's see, I know we mentioned it before, but the three-legged deer.
Oh, yeah. That reminded me because a friend of mine on Facebook posted a picture of a white deer, which is really cool. Speaking of sides from stairs, hinted. But, no, we got a picture. We were on the Blue Ridge Parkway. I just got to find it. I got a picture of my pictures. I have so many on Facebook, but. Some deer walked in front of the car, and I didn't even notice it until we got back and looked at the picture. One of the deers is missing a leg, and it's the only deer, and it's the only deer in the picture that's looking at us. The other ones are just walking, and they're like, it's kind of strange. It looks, I don't know, but to me it looks like a ghost deer or a spirit deer.
I would agree with that.
I mean, I don't know how it was standing there with no legs. It's really weird, and I'll find it again and share it later, but it was interesting.
Yeah, I think I would say, for the record, I would call it a badass thing.
That was cool. Because it was strange. I mean, did you notice that it didn't have legs when you were there? Or?
No, I think that would have stuck out like a sore thumb. I'd be like, honey?
Well, you stopped. But
saying, yeah, and I had my eyes pretty much locked on it, and I didn't... I have gone through every possible, light refraction... mist, everything like that. No, the condition, it was normal conditions, slightly overcast day.
Yeah, it was raining a little bit, but when you look at the picture, you can tell that you should be able to see it.
I thought that was definitely a moment where, upon looking at it for the first time, once again, the jaw dropped. And like I said, when you start paying attention, you notice these things happen an awful lot.
Well, it's like I say, too. I mean, you get these signs from the other side, and they're not always what you expect them to be. They're always very, very subtle. If, the spirit tries to do the best to come through, but there's only so much they can do. People, they want a sign from the other side, and they're hoping and praying, and, they're expecting, to go outside and the sky's going to part and an angel's going to fall, come up, drop down and materialize in front of them. It's just not like that. It's just not, you just have to keep it simple and just look at the small things that happen. And
it's like, in my personal opinion, if somebody was looking for a sign like that and actually saw it, they'd be on the other side after the heart attack.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, if you ever actually see that, you're probably dead. No.
Yeah. It's like, no need to ask for because you're probably already there.
That is true. And for a spirit to come through, it takes a lot of energy for them. I mean, we're in, super slow motion compared to the higher frequency. So it's like, I don't even know what to compare it to. I guess it's like, try to talk to a snail. I mean, and slow it down enough so the snail understands. I don't know.
I would say actually observing our younger children, because they move, so frenetically that, and... Yeah, exactly. I think that's a good way to put it, too.
Yeah, it's just a lot of energy for them to... slow himself down enough to do anything, whether it's communicate with me. And that's why sometimes I miss a lot in the reading, or I misinterpret something, because they, spirit comes through and they're blabbing away and I'm trying to keep up and, you know, they're done. And I miss, like, half of what they said, and then, so.
But no, come back.
I know. That's another thing with me, too. And I know all mediums are different, but with me, they come, they say they have peace, and then they're gone. And that's the reason why I'm able to do those readings on Facebook from the picture, because that's the way it happens for me. I don't know. There's probably other mediums that can have a two-way conversation. I don't know. But for me, they come, they say their piece, or what I say, I don't actually hear them speaking. And they leave. With me, I very, very rarely hear anything. I mean, I don't hear voices. I don't, once in a while, but it's not like voice. Even then, I can barely hear. They just show me pictures. I get mental pictures, and mental pictures of what they're. Actually, when I say, you know, so and so is saying this or saying that, it's usually a feeling, and then I put that feeling into words, and then they say so and so said this or said that. So I'm not actually hearing their voice. But that's how it works for me. I'm sure that there's tons of mediums that can actually hear the voice of spirit just fine, but that would make it a little bit easier. I don't know.
Make it a lot easier. Oh, pardon me.
Well, no, I think it just depends on the person. I'm a very visual person anyway. With the way that I am, like, I like to read, but I'd rather watch a movie. And stuff like that. So it's just, I think it just depends on the individual medium. They go with what's easy for the medium to interpret. And they're very, like, direct with me. They say, you know, this is what I'm saying, and that's, you know, they don't beat around the bush. And that's how I am with my personality. Very blunt. You want to know something from me, I'll tell you, that's it. So, I mean, they just go with whoever or however the medium is.
That's true. The subtlety thing with you, no.
No, I sarcasm, forget it. I don't get it, you know. I don't read between lines or anything like that. It's another reason probably why my readings sometimes are short, too. But it's just the way that I am. I don't do fluffy language. I don't really get fluffy language, so.
I'm actually kind of grateful for that.
I know, people look at me like I have 10 heads half the time because I don't know what the hell they're talking about, but, you know, you say it.
Well, that's where I come in. No, the person speaking to us is a jerk. So.
Oh, okay. That's just, what are you going to do? I've always done that way.
I don't see any problem with that.
I think it's always people, I don't think people like it, but, oh, well.
That's what you'd be surprised what people don't like.
I know, right?
Oh, well, they're lost. But moving right along.
I know. I had all these things I was going to mention, and I forgot them all when I started talking, so I got nervous.
Oh, it's okay. Because, in my opinion, let's see, let's just take a topic out of the hat.
I know, right?
Well, actually, you could talk about this.
My new tarot cards?
Yeah.
My new tarot cards are pretty cool.
I know we did a short thing on those earlier, and the whole Gypsy Fortune telling thing. As long as it's not chintzy.
I knew. I was just thinking about that word, chintzy.
Hmm.
Yeah, did you? It's not even an actual word.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's slang. Remember back in the 90s, all the kids were saying the word ghetto?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a term they use it that they would call chintzy ghetto. Because I remember the kids, and I'm like, what is that? Why are they calling everything ghetto? I think chintzy's in that line category.
Oh, I believe so.
But anyway, yeah, my new...
We found out on our recent trip, we found some pretty cool things that aren't exactly common. You can't find them these days. They're found as it's a modern interpretation of a tea leaf reading cup. I'll be darned if I know how to use the darn thing. It's not my thing.
I haven't had time to look at the book in-depthly. I know. But I want to learn. I had rumors. No, nobody's actually told me directly that my grandmother read tea leaves, so that's what got my interest in it. So, I do recognize the cup looks familiar, like I've seen it before. I don't know if I saw it at her house or not, but I'm going to try to learn how to read the tea leaves thing.
I think it's something you'd excel at.
Well, maybe. Can only try. But it's something new to try.
If it runs in the blood.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. See, that's up for debate, too. I'm going to get that straightened out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole other topic.
That's a whole other topic.
Lots of things going on right now, but... Because we were talking about... Oh, that's another thing. Oh, the that's what I wanted to talk about, a telekinesis.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't discussed that yet, because that's also something that happens. It doesn't happen to me as often as it used to when I was a little kid. And then my teenage... Well, it still happens, but not as often. But it started when I was a little kid, when I would get mad, things would burst. I think I broke about 5 ice cream bowls. And most usually in the presence of my father. And then but there was one time we went on vacation in Florida. And my mother had said something to me and I got irritated. And I walked down the hallway and there was a light bulb above me in the front. And there's been many instances like that. I never really tried to actively control it, mainly because it seems to only happen when I'm mad, so it's kind of like, do I really want to try to harness this when I'm mad? No, I don't think that'd be a good idea. I mean, I don't think it could actually physically hurt anyone. It's kind of like the ghost touching you thing. I mean, but still, it's just something that kind of freaks me out because I can't control it. And I don't like that, so I try to...
So if I could bring up the most recent event, we were sitting talking.
Oh yeah,
one night.
That.
Oh yeah, I definitely wanted to mention this.
Okay, I'm coming.
And Harry had just finished like half a soda, and had put it on the counter, and we weren't arguing, but she was mad at something else, and we were talking about it. And she got really, really mad. And I noticed out of the corner of my eye that the soda can was turning slightly. And I was like, are you not noticing?
No, I didn't notice it. When I get mad like that, I'm kind of in my own little tunnel. I don't notice things around me too much.
And so she kept talking about it, and it kept happening. And finally, I saw it move about 3 inches. And then I said really loudly, I was like, you're not seeing this? And she looked at me like, seeing what? I was like, that's, never mind. Because then it immediately stopped as soon as the subject change happened.
Yeah, when I calmed down. See, that's why I don't like it. And that's the other why I don't like getting mad. I really don't. I tried, which really isn't a good thing. And so it probably doesn't seem like it's some people that know me. But I really try not to get mad. But, you know, and I just let it flow, and this is the things that happen. But... going to do. But I think it's cool. I wouldn't mind someday if I could find a non-emotional way to control it. That'd be awesome. But there's not enough information out there. You know, you go to these different websites or even in, not to make fun of anybody's Facebook group because I haven't been in every single one. I'm sure there's plenty of good ones too. But you just get these weird responses to some things that it's okay, this isn't, but I haven't found any valid. Maybe I'm not looking in the right places. Valid research about it that, you know, this is how you can deal with it, or this is a good way to control it, yada, yada, yada. So, but I do want, when I get 2 seconds, to research it more. But yeah, it's also, I mean, I don't know why it happened more when I was little. And it's my teenage years, and then it kind of Well, not to bring up old bad news, but there's another instance that happened as an adult. I was fighting with a certain person, and all of a sudden there was like this sonic boom, and all the electricity in the house went off. It came back on like 5 minutes later. But, and the neighbor, I was going to ask the neighbors if they lost their power too, but they weren't home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's possible. It was just it was a clear sunny. There really was no actual reason for the power to go out. I mean, it could have been from a surge, but.
That's a good way of putting it, a surge.
But the fact that, you know, it was an emotionally charged moment is what made me think it was more serious than that.
I would agree.
So that's what happened. At that person's house, at our friend's house, and I walked by the TV and it shut off.
Oh, that was hilarious. Blah, 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 you're in a friend's house, and the friend's a little bit, has a bit of a snooty side.
Yeah,
I guess you could
say.
And just a tiny, tiny bit. And extremely irritated, walked by the TV, boom, everything shuts down. And I was like, giggling to myself. And then the wait, oh, what happened? Now the TV has to reset itself. And I was like, maybe we should just go home for a while.
It cheered me up a little bit.
It was hysterical in retrospect.
Maybe I should try not to get mad at all.
Nah, it's not good for you.
Well, I haven't broken any bowls yet.
That's good because,
Well, you don't make me that mad, that's why.
I don't like making anybody mad. Well, no, let me take
you
that
get along.
Back. I don't like making people I love mad. Everybody else can, you know, that's their game.
But I'm looking at my new cards now. These are cool.
That's why I do like the artwork on them.
I know, they're pretty. Was it Gypsy Fortune by Lady Lorelei? I don't know who that is.
Yeah, it's good work in it one way or the other.
Yeah, I plugged your product if anybody wants to go look at it. I got it at the bookstore. What was it, Books a Million?
Books a Million.
That's the only bookstore in Virginia where we are. We're kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, as far as I know, it's a subsidiary of Barnes & Noble.
Well, didn't there used to be one in, I can't remember if there was one in Massachusetts or not.
No, I think they have the Borders and the Barnes & Noble.
I know, I miss all the good books.
Right? Oh, God, I know. It's like around here going to a bookstore or a decent library. It's kind of like going on a holy pilgrimage.
Yeah. That's okay. I do like it out here. It's very pleasant, very quiet. Beautiful, excuse me, landscape, nature, animals.
The flora and the fauna, fabulous. Definitely not chintzy.
No, not chintzy or ghetto at all. See, I can say that too because I was born in South Boston.
Okay.
So I can use that word because it's basic. Well, I don't want to insult anyone. I'm just kidding. It's just something I was remembering the other day because the kids used to say it, well, at least in New England, they used to say it. And I thought it was funny, and for some reason it crossed my mind when I heard the word chintzy, so. But anyways, enough about that.
Oh, yes, yes.
Nonsense. But, okay, so we talked about telekinesis.
Yeah, we finally talked about this.
Oh, and the whole genetics, the psychic, I was trying to talk about the psychic thing, and it's okay, Storm. And, genetics, I really do think it's genetic. I mean, it's possible that some other be or become psychic, intuitive, or whatever, but I think you can learn how to pay attention to signs, spirit, sense, but even then you don't really necessarily have to be psychic to know wisdom.
Well, if I could throw in my two cents, and that this is just my personal opinion, not anybody else or to offend anybody, which normally I don't care about, but...
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I myself personally believe that this is something you're born with. You can either do it or you can't. I've had a couple of flashes in my lifetime, but I mean nothing outstanding like, oh my God moment, if you know what I mean. But I've seen and heard some, you know, crazy things. And since you and I got together, those things is like on a daily basis now. It's like you're becoming indistinguishable from everything else. But am I personally, you know, psychic. No.
Well, yeah, I do think it's, like I said, I don't know if there's anybody else I'm related to that that is. I mean, I don't really talk to too many of my relatives. But it's just because, not for any reason, really. I mean, as far as I know, they're not. Or if they are, they're just not, they don't care that much about it. But it seems to me, I mean, if you are, it's kind of a thing to hide. You know, it's something you want to discuss and you want to analyze, you know, and it's something, you know, it's just, it's too big of a part of you to really, I mean, you might ignore it in your younger years, try to fit in or, just because you're afraid to talk about it, but, I mean, you reach a certain age and you don't care anymore, you know, you just admit these things.
Amen.
But, especially in this day and age, it's not, I mean, I know it's still stigmatized to a certain degree, especially in certain areas of the country. But, I mean, it's 2016. There's really no... If you find the right group of people to talk to, or the right people, or even the right person to talk to, I mean, there's really no reason not to. Even if you just want to start by reading books, or... I mean, that's how I did. I taught myself everything, because nobody read. I tried to talk about it, but nobody was listening to me, so I just started by reading books and just learning as much as I possibly could. And then just applying what I read to my life and my experiences, and I finally got the nerve to speak up, and next thing you know, I'm doing what I'm doing, so. It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. You know, I'm not exactly a kid anymore, and it took me a while to get to a point where I was comfortable. And actually, you helped me with that, because if I wasn't with you, I probably would have kept it to myself forever.
Well, I'm glad I bring this out on you.
And that's the truth. No, you're the first person in my life that said, oh, it's okay to talk about this, or actually the first person who said, I believe you.
Well, when the evidence is right there slapping you in the face.
I know. Still, oh, no, that's blah, blah, blah. But the breaking of the bowls was blamed on the radio tower. I mean, I didn't know radio. What is a radio tower?
I don't even think they have them anymore.
I know. Well, there was power lines or something in front of it.
Yeah,
I don't know, obviously, because people have power. But you know what I'm saying? I'm such a dunce sometimes. But that's what it was blamed on, breaking the bowl, when I was angry.
Breaker 1-9, got a 5-4 ice cream bowl shattered here.
I think I scared the crap out of my father a few times, and I think that's what he's clopping me. Good. He's lucky it wasn't his head.
Or pity, depending on who you're asking. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
Well, anyways, yeah, he's kind of a unique individual, but... That's what, I mean, these are stupid excuses that were told to me, and, you know, I'm like, yeah, whatever, because I just won't mention this anymore.
if I could mention the one telekinetic moment from, I mean, it wasn't me, but it's like you mentioned the excuses, and I just want to mention it, too. We were, me and my family, when I was, I don't know, probably about 13, I think. We had this big family reunion in the middle of nowhere, so I don't know what it is with me and my family in the middle of nowhere places, but this place in Missouri where all my family and the family is actually huge. But I remember we were sitting at my Aunt Mary's house, God rest her soul, she was cool, and we were down in the basement, and their den was in their basement. I'm not exactly sure why, but...
For
Ada
reasons.
Good point.
Oh,
very good point.
Missouri, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Same. Pretty much the same place. Just more hills. And my uncle had put his cup of coffee down on the had like a bar in the middle of it. And yes, we know, Storm.
All right, it's getting cold in here.
And that is our pet Storm, who freaks out every time every time we do this. Okay, so getting back to my story. Yes, Storm, it's okay there.
Okay.
But getting back to the story, he had put, it was about probably 11 o'clock in the morning, he put the coffee cup down, it was half full, and we all watched it move very slowly, but you know, not so slowly that you couldn't notice it, move from one end of the bar to the other. And it was me, Mary, my uncle, my father, and somebody else. I mean, this is good grief, it's like 30-some years ago. And we saw it, and all of us were, you know, staring at each other. Jaws were, oh, I guess we had, like, there must have been some wind in here. And I'm just thinking to myself, or maybe somebody or something moved it. But it was just, it must have moved a good, probably 5.5 feet. And just the excuses that were, that people were coming out with, you know, everything right there. To me, it was hilarious.
Well, yeah, I think about some of that. I guess I can't get really blame people for being afraid. I mean, that's a little bit scary. You know, to make yourself feel better, you think, well, it's just whatever, because you don't understand it. I mean, I don't even understand myself. So, I mean, it's understandable. I think I lost my number 3 card. There it is. But I'm just getting a feel for these. And I apologize about the technical difficulties. I really had every intention of answering phone calls. I'm sorry. Complainment on my stupidity. On my lack of phone and computer skills.
And my complete ineptitude in that.
I promise I will figure it out.
We will, because we're going to be doing this an awful lot.
Oh, yeah, we'll be back. There'll be future discussions. I didn't have this one really planned out too well, because I was planning on taking phone calls, so I'm sorry about that, too. But, poor Storm. You know, I'm getting that feeling. Somebody is definitely here, because I'm getting that nervous, anxious. Well, I mean, I'm nervous anyways, but the specific anxious feeling associated with spirit is here, and I don't know if you noticed the temperature.
Oh, yeah, I'm actually going to throw on a sweatshirt in a second. Please excuse me for a moment.
I'll try to get the dog calmed down a little bit. I suppose I could try. Let me try to answer a call. I feel bad. Because I have 6 callers. There's my phone number. And there's a chat, too, if anybody wants to use that. I don't know.
So I just kind of try to comfort.
Let me guess. There's nothing out there, is there?
No, there's nothing.
I feel bad for Storm.
As usual. Sorry about
I know.
That,
and he has a little anxiety disorder because of us. It's all right.
See, he's a better conversationalist than I am.
I know, right? No. He's afraid. Well, I might cut this short just because I was planning on taking calls, and, you know, I don't want to make this too boring. But what else can we, what other subject are we thinking of?
I'm trying to think some we haven't covered or have been looking into recently. We will be going back into the case again. You can get more spirit photos there.
Yeah, see, I remember this pizza. I wish I could figure this out, because I can tell this people want to get in, if you know what I mean. That's what that was all about.
I know. I am terribly sorry, everybody.
Well, there's always my group.
True. Absolutely. But it, everybody who is interested, you definitely should check it out.
I know, I definitely am. Lately, I mean, the readings I've been doing are, you know, worked out all right, but they're not as awesome as normal. I think it's because Mercury was in retrograde. Thank goodness it's out now.
Yes, yes. I forget, that's something we could discuss that we haven't. It is astrology.
Oh, yeah. I was definitely feeling a block. When I mean, the readings I did were good, but not my best. I think that's why I'm glad I did it. And I probably shouldn't have. But let's be honest. I just felt, when Mercury was in retrograde, I felt a definite psychic block. And it puts me, I know it puts me in a bad mood.
A lot of people in a bad mood, I've noticed. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Yeah, well, it's whatever. I can't blame that. I can't blame this on that right now.
No, this is probably my fault. I picked up the iPad earlier, so.
It might be that it's the iPad. I don't know, because I know that the iPad mini has limitations. Maybe I should just use the laptop next time. But I don't like that. I get uncomfortable when I say I'm going to do something. I like to follow through with it. I hate that feeling because when I feel like people think I'm lying.
Yeah,
I hate
that.
I know, but I would just follow what I say, and it bothers me.
Well, you're a very courteous young lady.
I try.
That's something to be remembered.
Unless you make me mad, then I'll break things.
You break things.
Unintentionally.
Yes, I think our neighbor's windshield. No.
I know, right? I know, it's probably a good thing I can't control it, because, you know, you get into that space when you're mad and you don't care. Actually, maybe I should just, like, not even worry about it anymore. Because let's think about this one.
I have thought about it.
You shouldn't delve too deeply into that.
Nah.
Let's jump ahead
first.
You see the temperature.
Don't.
I don't get mad that often.
You've been mad. Okay, in the past 10 years, you've gotten mad probably, I can count them on 2 fingers. Maybe 3.5.
3.5.
Yeah. The one time you got kind of mad, but then you didn't.
Yeah, I know. I'm not very dramatic.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'll take care of all the drama.
That's the Irish in me. Well, actually, no. Don't Irish have bad tempers?
Supposedly.
Maybe it's the English in me. I don't know.
Oh, proper. And that would explain the propensity for tea reading. I'm sorry. That was probably my worst impression of a British accent. Yeah, it was terrible. Usually, as Sarah points out several times, every time I try to mock an accent, I end up sounding like Bela Lugosi.
Yeah, you do.
I
it doesn't
it's
matter.
Bizarre.
Well, you can kind of do a New England one, sort of.
No, that usually ends up like Dracula, too.
Dracula goes to New England.
Oh, and there is one thing. I'm going to be a little bit embarrassing.
There,
since Valentine's Day is coming up. And we have, Heather and I have been together for a decade now, and I love you.
I love you too.
Ah. Just in case anybody's out there is wondering.
Oh my God, 10 years?
Yeah, I try not to actually think about that particular part. But to anybody who's jaded or anything out there, guess what? True love does exist. Just keep your eyes open. Another message from Spirit. Ba-bing.
And I love you, too.
Oh,
you're not very romantic. I can say I love you.
You are far more romantic than you think you are. I'm the dramatic one. Oh, I love you.
I know, right?
Well.
See, that sounded very drastic.
No, it was supposed to be like Italian or Spanish or something. Like, I love you. Blah. Let me drink your blood. Blah, blah, blah. I apologize to the spirit of Bela Lugosi.
Yeah. I'm laughing.
God, I hope so.
Oh, he's doing face palms.
Oh, my goodness.
I did not. Oh, my God.
You know, and actually, dude, yeah, you did. Also, by the way, one of my favorite actors.
Poor dude. It's been a tough life.
Yeah, man, it's being typecast like that, that was terrible.
I know. It's kind of like, yeah, it, in a way it's good, you know, for the career in some cases. You don't have to worry about that.
Thank goodness. I'm just honestly surprised the way everything's changed in the past 10 years. Because 10 years ago, this would not have been possible, what we're doing right now.
I know, right? Give me another 10 years, I'll figure out how to answer phone calls.
In my case, make that about a couple of centuries, and by then none of this will be important.
I'm a slow learner. I'll figure it out eventually.
No, you're not.
But anyways, enough about that.
Nobody's calling in. But thank you for calling in, but we will figure this out. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
I think some people hung up. They got mad. They're like, yeah.
It's okay, they can listen later.
So the last thing I want to do is disappoint anyone.
And the last thing I want to do is, I wouldn't say you're disappointing anyone, but...
My finger's off the keyboard and don't type anything unless I know one can do it. I could try again.
Okay, this is... Yeah, this is not working.
I don't think, because remember the thing that popped up about my browser not supporting blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, it was absolutely gibberish.
I don't know. I don't know if that's part of the problem. But I don't know.
Check your IM. I'm sorry.
There's nothing for me to keep track when it comes to certain pieces.
Bingo.
But there was one other important thing I wanted to mention, and it's sad. See, this is a sign of old age. Either that guy needs to be more, slightly more organized before I start these things, so I don't look like I'm wandering. Whatever. But I had all these cool stuff, and I was like, oh, I'm going to explain this, and I'm going to explain that, and I'm going to answer phone calls, and I'm like,
duh.
Kind of like when I'm writing. It's like I have this big explanation and this earth-shattering revelation, and I read it back, and it says cat.
You do.
Like, that's not what I meant.
The dog says moo.
God. Oh.
But I am here to fill in the blank. Oh, my Lord, yes.
I could talk about signs again. I don't know. A cup of that.
Oh, definitely.
Cover my ebook. I'm still working on it until we meet again. Who knew writing a book would be this time consuming, right?
Well, and also in our defense, you're also doing readings. We also have three wonderful children that are, you know, a bit on the rambunctious side.
No, just a little bit. Every time I sit down to do anything, they want something. So.
They want something or are close to destroying something.
Oh, well, this is the thing as far as the genetic thing goes. There has been a couple times with them. Good. Oh. I know, we spent there quite a bit of time. I know, I was probably going to cut it off early just so I don't bore everyone, but this will be the last time I apologize. Please, you're leaving. And I promise I will work on the issue.
We will, because I think we probably should cut this short because I'm going to figure all this out on the other side.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to do. And I feel like... Oh, that's an interesting. I recognize that area code, so I'm definitely not going to try to answer that one. You have some...
Go figure.
I think I should try.
Nah, I wouldn't waste my time or our time.
Yeah, I wrote down some area codes for anyone that's trying to call in that, you know, because I'm a little, like, OCD like that. I like to know where people are calling from, so.
Better late than never. Yeah, I think we should.
See, how did I know that was going to happen?
Because you're psychic.
Well, once again, my ebook is available for everyone if they're interested. I explain it in a little more detail, in a better detail, about signs from the other side and and how to recognize signs from St. Alphonsus Cross. I also addressed the topic of hexes and curses. There's some things in there about ghosts. Some things in there about psychic abilities being genetic and yada yada. And I did mention, there is one other possibility. I'm kind of stuck on the genetic thing because of how I am. And once I get a thought in my head, I know I made my mind up. But I have heard stories of people who become psychic after major illnesses and that sort of thing. And when I was little, when I was 8 years old, I was in a coma for 5 days. And I just recently found out that being in a coma can open a portal to the other side. So that is another possibility that maybe just, I don't know necessarily, it opens a portal because you're in the in-between state. And I had some experience when I was in a coma. But as far as keeping it open, I'm kind of weird, but okay, it's like, okay, fine, you open a portal, but then what happens when you wake up from that situation? There's so many unanswered questions. How you carry that with you throughout your life. You know what I mean? That is another possibility, and I'd really love to hear your
explanation. Oh, it's not an explanation. It's more along with I think one of the things to always, always remember is is just to keep asking questions and finding and at least attempting to find the answers. I don't think there's any to that particular scenario. I can venture a guess, but it'll just be, jabbering lunacy.
Oh, maybe that's why I can't answer these. That's right. Some of these callers are listening right now, not actually calling. That's the problem. I think that's what it is. I'm a genius.
I'm a doofus. Pleasure to meet you.
Well, I'll just assume that's the problem, but I promise I will keep working on it. That's the last thing I'll mention about it right now.
Well, the last time we tried, I think I screwed it up anyway.
I'm obsessed about this now because this is my thing. I definitely have an OCD. Yeah, that's all right. I'll obsess about it till I figure it out. So that is another possibility why no one else I'm related to seems to. Yeah, maybe we should knock them all into coma. No, I'm just kidding. No, I couldn't do that. I would feel just a little bit guilty.
I could.
Well, I know. Give you permission is still not a good thing.
That's true.
But not that you need my permission. Okay,
now. Beat up your relatives? No,
we're not going to do that.
No.
We're actually not violent people.
No, we're not.
So that was another thing that's in. It's in the. I wrote a little bit about that. And actually, the e-book's not very long. It's 19 pages printed out. So it's basically, and I think that includes the introduction and the. I don't like the cover art. I don't like the way the cover art came out. I know I should have spent more time with that. But anyway, it's not very fancy looking.
But first book by cover.
True. All the good stuff's in the book. Like I said, it's about 19 pages, so it's like a chapter. You can read it real quick. So, but it's short, but it's still informative. And I also did questions I get from people I read in there, too. Oh, that's another thing. Lately, I've gotten this a couple times. There's just a bang behind me. Did you hear that? A couple times is... it still surprises me now, all this time later, which is kind of interesting, too.
He cracked me up.
But anyway, when it comes to questions about myself and my personal life, people say, well, they don't mean anything nasty or bad by it, but it's just an obvious question because I've thought the same thing. Why can't I just ask or use my ask angels or connect with a loved one or use my psychic ability? Answer my own questions, and I thought about it. Personally, I think it's because there's just certain things in life that are supposed to happen in a certain way, or you have to find out yourself. And if you're able to, you know, use your psychic abilities to avoid a situation or to find an answer real quick, you would miss the whole lesson involved. And I think that's another, you know, like, when I'm giving a reading to a client, it's the same thing. I very, very rarely see a future event to that person. You know, I can communicate with their loved ones in a crossover, but as far as answering questions about the future, you know, should I buy this property? Should I get this car? You know, when am I going to meet the love of my life? I think certain things you can't, you're not supposed to know before they happen. You have to live out the whole experience. And by knowing ahead of time, you just basically ruin the whole thing. And, you know, it's there's a purpose in living the experience.
Well spoken.
So that's why. I can't just
personal thing. If I may throw 2 cents in, if and there's a lot of people out there, should I take this job or shouldn't I? It's like you should be asking a financial consultant and not a psychic.
Yeah, right.
It's like your grandmother is here saying hello and you're asking about a job.
Well, and once again, I mean, that's just my personal opinion. But I'm sure there may be a psychic out there that could tell you, and I don't know, but for me, that makes perfect. I mean, what's the point of knowing ahead of time all these important things? I mean, then what?
I agree. I do.
Oh, I think I came out right.
Oh, I know what you meant.
I know. But we're losing. Who can listen? That's okay.
Yeah, people will listen later.
No, I'm looking at these numbers again. Like, because I'm kind of OCD about certain things, and that's one of them. So it's interesting to see what pops up, but yeah, I think that's the problem, is that these people are also not callers.
Oh, I'm a dummy anyway.
I mean, they're callers, but... No, you're not. It's new. We've never... Well, we've done it before, but I mean, the 15 minutes one that wasn't really, it was kind of pointless because I couldn't really, you know, couldn't speak to somebody in 15, well, I couldn't for 15 minutes, but it's not long enough.
That would be a cliff note type reading. Later.
Well, that's right. I hate it when that happens, too. It's like something, and I'll get like 2 seconds of information, and then some spirits, it's like they bring their personality. If they were a quiet, laid-back person in life, reading is not great. It's hard. It's like you have, like, pulling teeth. And it's like, person, if they're a talker when they were alive, sometimes I'm just like, all right, all right.
Imagine when I tap on and talk to you. I think I'm going to have fun.
Sometimes it's really exhausting. But it's like when you're with your grandmother, oh, no offense, her dear departed soul, but I didn't think she was ever going to stop.
She's probably still babbling.
I know, right?
I mean, she did let her talk and kiss my grip and all that stuff. She had definitely had a mean streak, I'll tell you that. Not to me.
Yeah,
but...
see, she came through with me like you were her favorite. Well, I think you were of the grandchildren.
Oh, that would be cool.
And that's the sense I was getting. But
she could talk and talk and talk. I don't know where I get this from, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, we're a good match because we're opposites like that.
I think we're a fantastic match.
It's not the reason why I'm not really a big talker, because it's like I get to the point I'm trying to make, and then I'm quiet, so. But.
Yeah, sometimes small talk is just not. That's what I'll never understand about the people around here. Small talk is very, very, very important here, and I just, like, even I get sick of it.
Well, some of them are nice. It's got me some taken, caught some taken getting used to. That didn't come out right.
Oh, no, it's not.
But it took a little getting used to. It's just that the culture in the South is a lot different. But now that I'm used to it, I just don't know after that.
Yeah, it's like, but being referred to as Yankee is kind of, and the civil will be the end with Civil War energy around here.
Okay, there's another one, see? So, second.
Oh, I kind of get it now.
But, all right, so we covered kind of a lot of topics.
Yeah, I think we covered a lot of topics. We were going to cover a lot more if I could figure the damn thing out.
You want me to get bothered again? I know. I'm going to listen to ADP there. So.
Yeah, this would be, I believe that right about now would be the time to listen to see if there are any.
Because if there's no, he's barking at nothing.
Quote, unquote, nothing.
And I'm going to tell yourself that.
Oh, brother.
But, yeah.
The dog's barking at nothing. Keep telling yourself that.
Well,
down to the cemetery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going to help.
Yeah, sorry.
That's going to do that too. I apologize. I'm sorry if the dog quieted down. Let me guess, there's nothing there. I'm going to have to, it's going to take me a while to listen to the whole thing, but I'll just listen to it. But yeah, like I said, like if I go to the Hauntings episode, 5 minutes, 3 seconds in, you can hear a child's voice talking and making it. Actually, at the end, you can hear someone say goodbye, which could have been an echo, but I don't think it was. But see, now I hear that staticky effect. Mm. So I don't know, it could be the phone. But that goodbye at the end could have been a technical glitch, but the little kid voice definitely wasn't.
True. Very, very true.
And wasn't there a couple other ones on there?
There were a couple of other ones, and for the life of me, I can't remember precisely where. Someone asked me what I had for breakfast this morning.
Well, I re-listened to it the other day. I only listened to it for that little child voice blip. I didn't know it was the rest of it. But it's interesting. Did you say that? But
the funny part is when this stuff becomes, you know, when stuff that starts becoming the norm, that's when you know we've been doing it for a while.
And I still get a little bit startled. I think it's just a normal human reaction. I think that's just your biological self getting startled because, you know, you're not ready to go to the other side yet. So I think that's where that fear is, comes from, if you know what I mean. And I still get scared, even though I know everything, not scared, but
slightly
startled.
Scared.
Yeah.
Just startled.
And,
pardon me.
I mean, this is what I do for a living. So, and I can understand why, you know, a quote-unquote normal person would get afraid. But there's nothing to be afraid of as far as ghosts or anything like that. And it's like I said a bazillion times. I think it's the person experiencing the haunting for the first time that gets really flipped out about it that I feel bad for. So they watch these ridiculous shows, and I'm going to say it, because it makes me mad. Oh, I was attacked by ghosts and, you know, if I saw something like that when I first started experiencing it, I would be in a mental hospital. And that's scary. You know, these poor people, you know, they go up, they see something in the corner, you know, and then they try to get some real advice, and they're just idiots. I was attacked by a ghost, and it scratched me, and threw me down the stairs, and come on.
I would like to put...
I just felt irresponsible. Stupid.
I would like to put my 2 cents in on that particular topic, considering that discussion I had with my coworker the other day. We were talking about this very topic, and he's kind of a know-it-all. Actually, there's no kind of about it. And he watched one of these shows, and And I got so tired of it. I was like, okay, how is this thing hurting this person, causing these bruises? Well, striking, you know, hitting them as I have with, you know, leading them on, like, what were they being hit with? Oh, and then he mentioned something about electromagnetic energy. And I said to him,
that's not going to hit you.
I said, you know what happens if you concentrate, if you concentrate a beam of electromagnetic energy, I mean, really, really focus and concentrate, slam it right through a person. You know what's going to happen? He says, what? I said, nothing.
Nothing, yeah. Well, unless they have a heart problem, maybe.
Let me rephrase that. Yeah,
no,
I thought
no.
I should have said that.
Actually, I take that back. Because if these things, I'm interrupting you again, but people would be dead all over the place. I'd be dead. I mean, it's nonsense.
I hate to sound accusatory, but I think the people that have these particular occurrences have and absolutely no evidence.
Well, listen, the only reason it irks me, like I said, is for the poor person that doesn't know anything about this, about these things, never experienced it. You know, and flipping channels. And see, you know, these outrageous claims and gets really scared. That's the saddest thing. No, it's scary and unnerving enough without the threat of physical attack, which is even going to happen. I'm more worried about my neighbors than, you know, some ghost attack. I mean, come on. It irks me. But, well, see, there's money to be made in this sort of thing. The whole dramatic element. I think that show, The Dead Files, oh, my God. I hate that show, and I'm not going to say what I want.
But
I don't like it. It bothers me, and it's not true. Yes, there are ghosts. Yes, there are negative energies. Yes, they can haunt you. Yeah, they're scary. That's it. They're not going to hurt you. They're not going to take you into a closet and murder you, which is what they said on this. You know, they're going to roam around and be annoying until they decide to leave. That's it. End of story. And that's boring. When you see between, you know, and it is. That's like, okay, that's really, really boring.
In the truth of the matter is, what I would like to find someone on one of these shows and you know, have to, I'm not calling anybody out because, I mean, nobody has the time for this stuff, but just sit down and seriously talk face-to-face with one of them and say, what is your honest opinion of what is going on? Because several times you read the little snippets, and I think I've seen maybe 45 minutes of one of those shows and then just got fed up and tired with it and left. It's like one thing I don't think we've covered is this topic of, you know, the hypothetical demon thing.
Oh, I don't even believe in demons.
The only thing I know is like the common thread is that they like to generate and feed off of negative energy. Okay, so do negative spirits and blah 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 blah. It's like an obvious question is it's like, okay, doesn't this imply some kind of metabolism? If they're here, they're consuming some kind of energy. It's like, and it's like, that's it. Naturally, that's never addressed. It's like, okay, then must be other types of spirits that are coming over to feed off of positive energy. Don't hear anything about them because they're boring, supposedly. But no, but they're the ones everybody wants to get in contact with. But the demons are more interesting because they cause harm. I mean, let's just think about this for a moment. First of all, by the way, I don't believe in demons either.
But like I said, supposedly, why do they always show reenactments? You know, they say they caught blah, blah, blah on film. So, until I'll believe it when I see actual footage of someone being attacked by an invisible entity. Never seen it.
I'm sorry, but reality isn't The Conjuring or the Ouija movie or anything like that. It's like a couple of quote-unquote hauntings that we've experienced. We've been put in a bad mood, and then it goes away because once you identify the problem, it's pretty much gone.
I know, because as soon as you get in that mood, For me, it's a snippy, irritated mood. And now I know what it feels like. So as soon as I start feeling like that, I can, you know, snap myself out of it. Not to quote Moonstruck, but, you know, and I know what to do. I know what it is. And if you don't know, that's when it can become worse. And, you know, you start fighting with people and stuff like that. But as soon as you recognize that's what it is, then, you know how to handle it. And like I said, no, I make ghost sound pretty boring, but that's true.
Well, it's like not everything in the multiverse has to be, you know, as dramatic as an Italian opera. It's like sometimes things just exist, and there, you know, there's no other, there's no need to make a grandiose purpose for it. It's just there. It's like not to sound like a Zen Buddhist or anything, but that candle burning on the desk right there. It exists.
Yeah, it's not gonna come over here and burn you to death though.
Well, if it did, that'd be kinda cool.
You're gonna try to break the glass.
Yeah.
I don't know, I do wanna learn more about telekinesis, so now I'm talking about it out loud today.
Well, it's like the worst part is I think the only actual place we'd be able to find any information, I think, is that Soviet Russia is the only thing place that actually.
I know, right? I'm sure.
Yeah, I think we should.
I'm sure there's been, you know, research that's not technically out there done. That's the whole remote viewing thing, and I'm sure telekinetic stuff is in that group somewhere.
It's like a small joke on the topic. The truth is out there.
Maybe it's the boring truth. Maybe that's why the government stopped. They're like, yeah, this isn't going anywhere.
The super spies can break plates and bowls. That's not really going to help us too much.
I know, right? Probably about it.
Unless they're an expensive dinner. It's like, comrade, you shatter my dinner plate. Now we go to war. What was I talking about? I just did it again. I'm sorry.
Okay. Stephen Hawking's little sister is going to tell us we've got a few more minutes to go.
Oh. I know, Miss Stephen Hawking.
Right. Speaking of Stephen Hawking, I lost it. And I was thinking about Boston and all that snow.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Yes, that's what it was, because my son studying physics, and all that snow is impeding his progress. They have to melt the snow.
Yes, Mr. Perfectionist. I hope you're listening there, kiddo.
I don't know if he bothers. He's too busy with his life. It's just good. That I want. What I want.
Okay, I'll be. Oh my goodness! All of this is crazy. Me rather crazy.
Seriously, though, what's going on with all that snow? It's pissing me off. I want to go up there and shovel them out.
It's a damn
both
big shovel.
Both of them. I don't know if Pittsburgh's gotten as much.
I think all I know is like, let's see, probably 10 feet of snow on the ground or whatever. So the footage of this place in Hull that, let's see, they had to hollow out a cave passage, you know, just to get to the sidewalk. And I was like, man, okay. Kind of glad I'm stuck down here.
I know. I do worry about them, though, even though they're funny. I think I want to take like a giant hair dryer and just like hold it over Boston. Actually, that would probably cause a flood, right?
Yeah, most likely. Oh yeah, God, what are they going to do when the thaw happens?
I know, right? Not good. Hopefully, it'll happen gradually. Slowly.
Jeez, the way it's going now, it doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon.
Terrible.
You need to be mean.
You do that too. That's kind of funny.
And it didn't say, wait, oh, man, it's really. Yeah, that was Dracula. It's Stephen Hawking. I'll be leaving now.
You know what? 10 minutes we'll cut off on that.
That's yeah, because of one thing, the children are going to be back soon, and this would be a little awkward.
Yes, it would.
Yeah, next time we will actually be answering calls. I guarantee that.
Well, I'm going to do my best, and once again, I apologize.
Lindsay is kind of inept when it comes to anything mechanical.
Well, it's fine. Whatever. But we'll be back soon.
It takes a nation of millions to hold us down.
And again, you know, anyone who wants to join my group and get a reading that way, you know, can't beat it. It's a free reading, you know?
Yes, that is an excellent point there, too.
And I guess, well, this is another thing we didn't really talk about is how exactly I'm giving the reading over the internet from a picture, but I do. There was even one, the woman didn't have a picture, and I just gave her a reading off of, you know, basically nothing. So, I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things. I thought first with the pictures it was some kind of psychometry. But then again, I'm not actually holding and touching the photo, so I don't know. I think it's just that spirit knows what's going on. The spirit that I'm connecting with, you know, with that picture knows what I'm doing. And knows that that someone posted the picture, so they come to me. And I think it's, I don't know if it's more complicated than that.
That's easy to raise my point again. Yeah, sometimes it just happens.
But I guess we'll end it now. And we'll be back
soon.
Eventually.
Yes.
And
hopefully we will be able to answer telephone calls and all those other things, because I will not touch anything beforehand.
Well, alrighty, we're going to go have lunch. We made some nice meatballs before we got started.
What's
so.
A sweet thing? You made them.
Well, you helped. So we're going to go enjoy those. And everyone have an awesome day.
Have a blessed day.
Until next time.
And we will, until we meet again.
That's on my book.
That is it. Heck yeah.
Oh, that's another thing. There's a website I could have it posted on my page. I think the easiest place to find it is on, I have a page for signs from the other side and angel messages.
Oh, yeah.
I post on that. You click on it, and it takes you to a website, and you can vote for my book. So, anyone who feels like doing that, please do. I appreciate it immensely.
Yes, yes.
And this time it really is goodbye for
now. And for now, don't worry, we're coming back, though. That's your story. We're sticking to it and all that. And God bless you all.
All righty. Thank you. Bye.